Okay, that was about what I thought, because I am programming mine, and in my ATX wannabe thing, you're allowed to put in actually four, and of course you pick whichever one you're going to use, but you can have four stored in it. So I think that's a little different than Motorola, but my understanding, it's not too hard to, well, I don't know, Motorola, you might have to think ahead of time who's going to be using this radio if we're getting it right. And interesting enough, out of the 30 members, most of them do have DMR IDs. Three of them have double. They have two DMR IDs. So I'm sure they can use whichever one they want.
Yeah, I think Sean has a couple, but like some of them, when they build up their own node, you know, and put it out there commercially, they give it a separate node. So if Sean had one, well, Central Michigan Emergency Network, you know, he's got two or three different ones. But so, you know, if you're actually talking to him, or if you're coming in on a PiStar or whatever they're calling it nowadays, if you're coming in on PiStar, that way, you know, it doesn't get confused. So that's the reason why some of them have. It usually means that they have something to do with owning a repeater that's on the digital network.